clearing for energy. So if you'd like to get some more energy in your body, maybe you had a rough day today or so, let's do that. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. So, we got the light shift tonight. Probably go there in about 10 minutes for Saturday Night Live on the light shift. And we'll see if our co-host is on, Kathy. Are you out there, Kathy?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. You're listening to Creation Light Shift Healing on VBSRadio.com, Station 2. Ron Amatron is our host and the ambassador to the Creation Light Shift. We call it Creation Light Shift Visit Live. It's Saturday Night Live because the healings only work in the now during the program. If you're listening to an archive, you'll still get the peace energy. But during the program, Ron takes us to the various rooms and healing doctors on the Creation Light Ship. And he often takes requests. So if you're in the fast chat, you can type in some requests that Ron can read and possibly accommodate. So, Ron, if you have any other announcements, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, we have our last 8-hour session tomorrow, which is Sunday. And it's the 8-hour session to get rid of the alien life forms that live inside of you, little critters, big critters that inhabit your body. Probably unknown to you unless you've been on the calls and you know that they are there. So if you don't know about this here, just realize that these are alien creatures that live and steal your life force energy and can cause your body harm. That's what they do. Sounds a little far out to you. Just remember, before people had a microscope and even a telescope, you didn't know what was out there or what was, what you're looking at. You know, magnifying glasses help a little bit, but you need to have something a little more high-tech. Imagine that probably is something. There's something on YouTube where you can see an alien creature inside of somebody's head. That's on YouTube, but that NASA had some kind of instrument to do that. They were able to prove that. And the person was a prisoner, I think, but regardless, they could actually see it moving inside of him. Well, that was good, but we have many more of these than that. So what we do is we'll probably go to about a half a dozen rooms or so. I'll take some requests, if you like, on the fast chat, the BBS fast chat, and just put your request in and we'll be on the light ship for about 10 minutes. Oh, we could maybe talk about some of the clearings. The hottest one out now, the newest one, is the nano clearing. That gets rid of the energies that are in the air now or in the atmosphere as energetic energies that are activating your past lives, your DNA, whatever, you know, ancestors have eaten or ate food and they breathed the air and drank water, whatever was put in there at their time of their life, which was dormant, is now probably being activated for 2012. And basically what it is like a numbing of the consciousness. The aliens activate this new particular nano energies. So we have a clearing on the website to do so. Want to add anything to that, Kathy?
Yes, I just want to mention that the website Ron's discussing is creationlightship.com. And as he discusses different clearings and healings, and if you aren't familiar with what they are, you can always go to that website and look them up. There is a book on the left side. It's a book with a red cross, and it's the access link to all the clearings Ron has. So you can click on that, and it'll open up quite a long list of clearings, because Ron has over 600 clearings that he's created. And so that's one way to access the clearing list. The other way, if you happen to know the name, if we mention it, is to go to the space bar on the very top and type in the name of the clearing and hit go. And that could take you possibly to the clearing if you just have like one word or two words, it usually catches it. And then in that list, the prices are there and the terms, and you can click on it and then the clearing that you want, and it will take you to a page which sort of is a description or has an invoice. And you can proceed from there to purchase the clearing. And the best way, really most efficient way, that Ron has set up is to use PayPal. That way you can get the clearing healing instantly and get started on it. You'll get a confirmation email and the password and username in that email. So you'll get it right away and you can get started then. So that's basically the best way to use the website while we're talking is to just, maybe you'd like to have it up while we're doing the show anyway, because there are light beings on the website, some drawings of the light beings, and oftentimes Ron activates those when we go up to the light ship, and you can benefit from their peaceful energy. There is a conduit. Ron, over to you.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. We'll go to the light ship. So I got four requests so far. Unless I missed one, but I got the dolphins, green light room, silver room, and crystal room. So we'll get a couple more that we come up here. So everybody's ready. Bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plant. So if you're new to the program, the light ship has nothing to do with aliens, UFOs. This is source energy, the energy that created you, creation energy of light. Go there because you're able to. Oh, so here we go. I'm going to count to five. You're going to feel the room around you change and request one particular physical plane. Guarantee it will heal you, but it will... they will work with you. It all depends how much you've worked on yourself here, down here, to get rid of and clear your energetic bodies. Talking to someone a while back, and they thought that as they meditated a lot, that they were more spiritual if they had cleared out their DNA because they did meditation. And I don't know who told them that, but that's what they believed and was probably told by somebody. So if you're in that group or person listening, maybe, who thinks so, now that doesn't do anything for you. That can be actually detrimental, because if you're out of your body when you meditate, then where are you? So... I wonder what the word meditation actually breaks down to. Medicine and med, I don't know. Oh, maybe somebody could look it up and see what the root words are there. And see what the keywords are. Remember, everything works with keywords here. So, we're going to be working with our plants and animals, too, as you go to the light ship. Just think of them. Here we go. So, going up, I'll count to five. Out of time by located. One, two, three, four, and five, and we're there. And we'll go into the pink dolphin room first. These are light beings that have chosen to have a light form that we call right now pink dolphins. So here we go. went into this energy. Bless your healing energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Going to another room, and this is where they have the green lights. You're on a disc. That's probably looks like they vary between probably 3 to 6 inches in thickness. Diameter around 3 to 4 feet. There's one that you're standing on and one that's above you. And it just is a pillar of green light. I request your healing. Here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. To the silver room. This is good for just general healing. Oh, here we go. Silver energy is coming into us. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We have a room that which is called the crystal room, and there's all different types of crystals, so you can have your choice. Let's go into the room that would have black tourmaline. Oh, here we go. Come to you now. Remember, you might feel your body buzzing and feeling warm as this process goes on here. So here we go. Well, even some tingles. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, that's feeling good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. On to another location. We'll go into the room that has the rainforest. And here we go. Go into this room here. Oh, here they come. Stronger. All the different energies. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Hey, remember, we're in all these rooms now at the same time. We'll go into another room that has the really big flowers. And also a room that has very large, tall trees. So we can go into both of these here. Just a request healing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You may see these light beams. You may not. You might feel the energies. You may not feel it, but regardless, if you're on the show live, you are on the light ship right now. Don't feel anything. Things will still happen to you, even though I sense anything. Going to the room that has white light energy. Here we go. So stronger. I'm stronger. 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 And stronger. Hey. And going to the room where your spirit was created. This is will be the totality of you. Or you and your twin flame split and divided off to experience a universe of light, maybe universes of light. So here we go. In the room will be where you were created. Feel an energy boost there as we go into this room. It's pretty sacred for most people. Go going into this room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. for that energy here. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go on to, I guess, one final room here. We will go into the room where Mother Mary is. This energy, and sometimes you can actually have the fragrance of flowers or roses come into your room here. So you may actually have the whole energy change in your room as light being, which we know as Mother Mary, body for a short time. And here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll go into one more room here. We'll go into the room where the females can help you out a little bit here with a facial. The beautification room, we'll call it. The females are coming to you now. You may feel your face changing slightly. The skin will feel different. May not look different, but you will actually feel, at least most people will feel their face kind of heating up. About 2 minutes, you might actually be able to look in a mirror, see your face emitting light off of it. Working with you now, and naturally, on the light shift, you must request like to have done. So, request what you like there. Coming into this room. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And they're putting some type of, I don't know, I guess I could use the word cream or gel on your face right now. And you might actually feel your skin tightening up a little bit. So working with us here. We are out of time on the light ship. Here we're in time. Up there doesn't exist. So let's say we're out of time. That's kind of one way of saying it, because there's no time. So zero time. So we could be up there for a long amount of time in zero time. So we're there for maybe a minute. It could be much, much longer. We're all by time here. Okay, giving us some water to drink, some silver water, and about up there, it's much stronger than what we have here when I energize the water. Here we do glasses of water. Right now, we have about a half a teaspoon. We're having that right now. We're ingesting that underneath our tongue. Might actually find your saliva changing inside of your mouth. Having that right now. Ready to come back from the light ship. I always kind of mention that we're thanking the doctors for what they have done for us up there, the light beings, but remember, they don't have emotions. So even though we thank them and everything else, they just acknowledge that we're doing that, but for them, it doesn't have any real meaning because they don't live. They only live in peace. Well, there's no emotions in peace. Oh, they're just attempting to help you according to what you want to have in your perfection, because you're exchanging one perfection, your creation, to another, even though on here it might be a negative perfection, okay? Oh, here we go. Coming back down, everybody. Animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with you. Coming back down, counting to five. One, two, three, four, and five. Great. So I'll just mention there's a gentleman on the calls for a while. I guess a couple of years ago, he would take up calls that we had, which would be the weekly calls. He would bring up his parents' corn. So they started growing corn in their yard, I guess, backyard or something. And he was at their house doing it. So each time he would do it, the corn would increase in height. And I think the corn, his neighbor's corn, I'm just assuming this, but was probably about maybe 4 foot high. And his parents' corn stalks were probably about 12 foot high. Everybody was asking them what type of fertilizer they were using. And they really couldn't explain what was happening to their corn. But it was kind of fun to hear about the results. All that Jack and the Beanstalk corn, you know. Anyway. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay. I don't have the words right now to describe the joyous peace I experienced from these visits with the Light Ship. I believe we can all benefit from this visit with the healers in our North Energy, even if we don't see them. However, a lot of people in the fast chat had comments. They see it, feel it. Several are enjoying the energy, Marsha, Rupert, Connie, and Ben. And Shane said, the white light is my favorite. Lisa says, the spirit creations room is a very sacred experience for me. Thank you so much. You took the words right from me into my heart. Josh says, such peace in this vibration of my real self. When we went to the Mother Mary energy, Bonnie said, types, I finally smell the roses, Ron. And some other people enjoyed the Mother Mary room energy. And in the facial room, Tom said his face was heating up. And his Mike P says, great work was done with the skin on the last eight-hour call. And Darlin says, I look terrific, wonderful. I'm so happy right now. And Jane says, wow, I'm buzzing inside. Janice also could feel her body buzzing. And Cheryl says, it's all very nice. Amanda wonders, why are the flowers so huge? It's just wonderful.
Yeah, it's kind of what they want to bring forward. And I just don't know. I know if you see them, it almost takes your breath away because sometimes they're like 5 foot in diameter. Especially when you see, like, a sunflower. They're perfect. So, you know, everything up there is perfection because you're seeing the original creation of what that spirit chose to create from blueprints. So they could have small ones and large ones, but a lot of them chose to bring forth big ones so they could give more energy. And that's not exactly right. It's not that bigger gives you more energy, but that's what they want to bring forth so that it's a little more unusual if you do see them just for your own satisfaction. Back to you, Kathy.
Abel in the fast chat was asking if they're working on his organs. They feel more in place now and the pain is gone.
That's very possible. It's whatever you request when you're up there. So when you're here, you're requesting something. And when you're there, it may be something totally different. They may find something that's wrong with you physically. They will tell you what they do because they do a body scan on you. They know what your problems are. And then from there, they ask you what you want to have worked with. And sometimes what you are requesting here is not what they're working on because there's something else that's more important or more vital, better life here. So, yeah, it's whatever you choose to bring forth with them on the healing, because they can only do what you request. Like I say, what you're asking for here, one thing, and what you're actually getting up there could be something else, because something else done more urgently than what you have here. So it all depends what is happening. I've seen people up to the light shift. Sometimes I'll be alerted and somebody may be ready to have a heart attack or something, and they'll actually do a heart operation on them instantly. The person would not know that down here, but would see conditions like that and have, you know, different types of things. So it's quite something how they are able to help us. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, we're most fortunate. Before we went to the light ship, Ron, you were discussing meditation and how the healings only work in the present moment during the live program. And you ask someone to look up the word meditation, and Q has done so and types in, meditation is derived from the Latin word meditatio, from a verb meditare, meaning to think, contemplate, devise, ponder, meditate. And then someone typed below it, meditate and numb yourself out so you don't know your dinner. Med it ate.
<L-type laughs> that is. That's good. So you don't know that you are dinner, right? Oh, boy. Who's coming for dinner? Another way of looking at that here. Very interesting. That you have all.
Ron,
okay, back to you.
While we're talking about the light ship, maybe you can mention that tomorrow, Sunday, June 24th, is the last healing intensive of the 8-hour calls for the month, and talk a little bit about what the light beings do for 8 hours.
Okay, so let's, one of the ones, the clearings that we do is for our joints and our body. I don't always talk about all the rooms that we're in and what they're doing in quarantine, but there's many of them. But let's work with our joints right now. So let's take out some critters out of our joints. These are what I perceive kind of look like caterpillars. Although the little spikes on the caterpillars on their back are actually like sharp needles. And they go into our joints and cause maybe infection, poisons, etc. These are energetic. Remember, everything happens energetically first. So even though these are real life forms in their reality, on a timeline, they just merge into your timeline here, but they're still invisible. You mean that they're going to affect you? Yeah, definitely it can. Well, you can't see them. So here we go. We'll take away some of the caterpillar energies out of your joints. If you have a stiff joint, you can focus on that right now. Some people might have carpal tunnel. Maybe you have swollen knuckles or something. It hurts for you to move them. We'll just see if we can aid to that here. So here we go, taking away these caterpillar energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll take out some of the poisons now that they left in you. Here you go. Counting to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, after the poisons, we have, let's see here, waste products. These are different. This is their secretions here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Now we'll get rid of the dead carcasses. Remember, they live in you, they can also die. They have a life expectancy. That they do die inside of you. Maybe there's an alien war going on and their race gets invaded by another alien race and a lot of them get killed and they're in your joints. So here we go. 1, getting released from these. You're in quarantine right now. 1, this is outside the light ship. Light ship will not allow anything of darkness to come inside of it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and what they're doing now is they're putting some type of solution in that location. Maybe like, kind of like we'll just say rinsing out the residue here, okay? Oh, here we go. Maybe visualize like a syringe or something being, having your body flushed out in that area. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so if you have any release of pain, maybe you have a little more flexibility, just kind of see how your body's responding now. This is what we do on the 8-hour calls. Always bring forth the exact location, but we're in many, many locations there as you're working with us. So I might bring forth maybe a dozen or so areas that we could be working on, hundreds of locations there, getting rid of these alien critters. So back to you, Kathy.
I trust everyone feels a relief from that clearing. Ron did our joints, cleared our joints. And my wrist feels a lot looser. Thank you so much, Ron. On the monthly intensives, Ron provides 20 hours of live conference call, and the light beings work on us, something similar to this, continually in quarantine for the duration of the month. So this is just a nice sample of what they can do for us. And other people are typing in their visuals and their comments from the visit to the light ship. But Chia says the elephants were very big and fun. Lorene likes the horses and a unicorn. Brian had a sunburn, and now he doesn't feel it anymore. I wondered, maybe was that having to do with the facial or some of the water that he received? He wondered how that happened.
Boy, He went into a room that looked like it was a, what I could see, some kind of ultraviolet room that reversed the ultraviolet energy, something like that. So that's kind of what I'm perceiving here. The room actually went through and took away image. What you were feeling. I don't know how far they went with skin restoration, but that's kind of what I'm picking up. Film for radiation. like a detox. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and one more comment. Darlin says she saw the body scan you mentioned. So she saw more than just a light beam. Not just a light beam, but to see the body scan too. That must have been incredible.
Yeah, it breaks it down into different layers of consciousness. If you first see it, it may look like a kind of like a scanner that you have on a copy machine, sort of, you know. But it does, it brings forth different energetic layers of your body. They can see what's going on with it. Remember, the healings on the light ship all work. But it's what happens down here with you, according to your invisible bodies that attach to you, that prevents you from having a healing. Your spirit put in place these energetic bodies around you to keep yourself from being terminated by alien mind energies. So that's the reason why some people have an instant healing, other people take quite a while, or may not even have one at all, as these energetic bodies are not cleared out. So it's kind of like taking a nice shower. You feel all scrubbed off. You go outside, and you fall inside of a mud hole. And then you wonder, once you get out of the mud hole, you say, oh, I had a shower. Why do I have mud on me? Well, that's because that's what happened. Energetic bodies can and will prevent your healing from taking place. That's why Jesus noted for taking away the DNA energies, which they called at some point in the Bible sins, or what he took away, which is those energies. So he took away the emotional energies that prevented people from having healings. Remember, back then you didn't have the mindset and all the thought that you have today, so it's much more founded generation. About, you know, time. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, there's a lot of interest in what occurs on the light ship tonight, as some people did see things. And some comments from Oscar and a question here. He says, how come so much crap is showing up to remove and quarantine? A real mess. I'm all torn apart. What are they doing?
Well, that's a very good way of putting it. That is true. The darkness, the aliens, these unwanted universal travelers, unseen reality, whatever you want to call it there, that they steal spirit energy, which another way of saying it, they steal light. The body was created from light. That's why all your cells can resonate to light. And along with that, you have a spirit that comes into your body to help it out. So you actually have two spirits. You have your spirit of your body. You have the one that resides in your heart center that looks out of your eyes. So the darkness knows all about this because those two energies of light never die. Body can die, but it still has a spirit energy with it. They could take somebody and that's been dead, say, for 500 years, dig up the grave, and take whatever is there, which typically may just be bones. They can still take spirit energy off of those bones. They can also take the energy that your spirit puts out of your eyes at that time. There's somebody's spirit 500 years ago, and they can reattach to that. So they steal spirit soul energy. What they do. That's what they use for their manifestations. Yes, they do take parts of it. That's why you don't see yourself in wholeness in quarantine. You do happen to see yourself because you are not whole. Parts of you that are not whole are a hologram created by them. So that's why we have that special clearing on the website, New Earth Planet. You can bring yourself into that planet and not lose yourself after you do a clearing. So, yes, the people here are not whole. The hologram takes over. This is why on Thursday night calls, what we do is we bring forth these of maybe a physical problem or location of your body, get rid of the fabrication, the replicas of you, and done, then we put that back into wholeness so here it can be brought in over again to rematerialize your body. That's why people change. So we're taking clones out of people. Oh, for that one particular situation that we're dealing with. Many, 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 many situations. But each time you come into wholeness, and every time you have a healing from the light shift online or you pay for a healing, automatically parts of you are recovered. That's why you always feel better, because you have more light with you. Light that was stolen gets retrieved. So realize that the cell of your body gains light. Guys, by your spirit, which is different than your body energy, and you can have both things stolen from you. So basically, the dark side steals the light. That's why we're such a poor location situation here. That's why we do timeline clearing, to get you off of those timelines where you are abducted, stolen. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, so many comments, people still remarking about what happened on the light ship and what they noticed. And Lisa's suggesting to Oscar about the 8-hour call. And Oscar, if you're new, what Lisa is referring to and what we've been talking about lately is the 8-hour healing session intensive conference calls that Ron holds every month. If you go to the creationlightship.com website, you can learn more about it by clicking at the very top of the page. It's listed there. It's a special intensive conference call. And if you buy the 8 hours, which there's 3 8-hour sessions, it will include a 4-hour session, which will start it off on the Saturday before the Sunday call. It's a 4-hour ascension preparation call on Saturday, followed by 3 Sundays of 8-hour healings each Sunday. And if you want to check into it, anyone who hasn't already checked into it or signed up for the conference calls, Ron does recommend these as essential for ascension preparation. It's very, very helpful, very important, as you heard what he said about how much they do and more than he can even describe. So please check into it on the top link there of the page of creationlightship.com. There are prices. There are package prices, and it will also address your family members. And there are other weekly clearings offered, too. So that link will take you to a menu of all the clearings and conference calls that Ron offers, in addition to the radio programs, the free healings on the website, and the paid healings that you can purchase through the online healing list. Okay, so Ron, we had before discussed the beginning of the show, the nano clearing, and I saw a question from Alice just wanting to clarify about the nano clearing, which if you haven't already, Alice, type in nano at the top page of the Creation Light Ship website search bar and hit go, and it will take you to the actual clearing. It's a 2012 global detoxification. And she wants to know, Ron, about the terms. If she purchases for $25, will that be for just 1 month? And can people buy it for, can they extend the time on the purchase?
Yeah, you can get the unlimited on that one. I think it's $25 more. So, yes, I would first just do it for 1 month and just see what you think of it. Probably want to do it longer than that, but I wanted people to just see how they're feeling. I don't know if anybody has possibly uttered it over again to see if they feel any changes, because they do release uncoated nanotechnology activators, we'll just call it that, that's in the atmosphere here, then you may want to check it out and just see if you get affected every month or something. Oh. And somebody's asking about the Monday show that we have after BBS. So, yes, you would want to go into, I think it's on the website you could probably click on. But you want to go to the microeffect.com, I believe, to listen to that. Go to the one that's on there now. It may or may not work. I'm not sure, but it would be microeffect. Their show from 6 to 9 Pacific Standard Time. And just look for my name also on TalkStream. Hello, everybody. Had a nice evening here. We'll see what else is happening. Oh, have up there on the anything new, Kathy, that we need to talk about?
One more question. David's asking if timeline crashes make it easier for the light ship beings to help us.
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, you're helping yourself. Not that it's easier for them. They do go after the. When we do a timeline crash, the light ship goes after that timeline. And ain't the aliens that are in control of that timeline. So it kind of gives them a job, okay, but releases you from the timeline. Well, that's what it does. Shouldn't be on any timeline. Should be in the now. Should be in the present moment. So just by having a timeline out in the now means that, or what you call a parallel life, same thing. Parallel lives and timelines are the same. But when you're on any one of those, you're not in the present moment, which means that you are abducted. You're not in source energy. Why they go after that? Because it's taken away your free will, free choice. Now, if the darkness were to come up to you and say, hey, we can put you on 1,000 timelines at once. Would you want to have this experience? You said, sure, I want to have that. Then that would be using your free will, free choice to allow them to abduct you. Typically, I don't think anybody has ever had an alien come to them and tell them what they want to do to them with abductions and everything else. But they did give you a storyline and told you exactly what they'd be doing to you, and you agreed to that. Then my chip would say, well, knows that. Goes along with people who choose to think a lot. Choose not to be heart-centered because you're choosing to go through those experiences because you're choosing to have duality. So, fortunately, when you think and use your mind energy, a whole different system. You're not in light, that you have and are judging light. Light doesn't judge. So, back to the word meditation. When you are looking for something, I guess. You want to read that definition again? Do you still have it there?
Yeah, I was just looking it up. Here it is.
Something. So
to
you
think,
are,
contemplate, devise, ponder,
so that
meditate.
Means that you are judging something, okay? So when you meditate, if that's what you are doing, we're judging the light because it's not perfect. You're finding fault in the creation of light. You want to change the fault that you think the light has for another fault, the way of looking at it. The light doesn't give you rules and regulations. Light doesn't judge you. You're just supposed to have free will, free choice to do what you want to do. No retribution of what you're doing. I'm sure I'll have some people saying, well, what if somebody were to harm somebody? Maybe they die because of that. Well, that's something else. Okay. I'm just looking at the simplicity here of living life. But in true light, you would not even have the thought to do that. It just means that you are connected to something that is really, really dark, wanting you to have those thoughts. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. And we're discussing the nano clearing. And on the last show, we didn't get to answer this question from Shelley. She's wondering if, maybe other people are wondering this too, can the nanotechnology be cleared with the alien attack page clearing or any other clearing for that matter? Like maybe timeline crashes?
Yeah, I don't think the nano one could be cleared with that, no. The nano one works with you. The timeline crashes gets rid of timelines where there are, you know, maybe thousands, if not millions of people on those timelines. It's a whole different process. Well, I would say probably not. Otherwise, I would have added it to that page. The nanotechnology one is goes into much more detail as to look for the energy stored inside of your body. According to what nanobot or whatever you want to call it, what frequency of energy is there attacking you, then the light ship has to go in and find what part in you is activated to take it out. So it's a whole different process. Back to you, Kathy.
Jacob, I see, is on the fast chat, and he was in the last show, the last program, and I didn't get a chance to read. He was on Monday's program. I didn't get a chance to read what he posted, Ron, and it was pretty good, I thought. I'll read it here now. It says, Jacob writes, different levels of deception is all we get once trapped down here. It keeps us busy going nowhere. Ron is the only one who helped me feel real. I don't need or want to figure everything out from entrapment anymore. Time is too short. I'm focused on empowering my spirit instead. That's what he wrote.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah. What happens is everybody is caught up into the mind energy. And then you get into different chapters of the mind energy, different situations, different storylines. And when you finally realize that all the storylines just keep you held, bondage and captured by the aliens, wanted universal travelers out there, mind consciousness, remember people talk about, most churches probably talk about the mind of God, no such thing as that in true light. That just, realize that as you keep searching and looking and looking, all of a sudden have your self-fulfilling prophecies, which makes it even worse because now you start getting some ahas about, do you think this is being true or not? Dark side will keep giving you more and more stuff to look at. Once you finally give up on that, get yourself back into peace. Peace energy is in the moment, and that's what you're looking for. So you're going through all the different mind energies, which means you left light, got rid of and got turned away from light. You chose duality, which is emotions. By choosing emotions, you had a much better way of expressing your life, feeling better, feeling the ups and downs, thinking that you have something to live for. And after a while, you run that course, and it's like going to an amusement park. You went through all the different rides in the amusement park, and you're saying, man, you know, I want to get off that treadmill. I've seen all the scary things and all the nice things, and you eventually are looking for peace, but you lost and abandoned because you wanted to have experience of duality. Of course, energy, there's no such thing as duality. Nothing is recorded. There's no Akashic records or anything like that. Everything is in the now. But once you realize that, then you can be in peace because your past is not going to haunt you. That's probably what talked about there, is that you want to get out of all that stuff and to empower yourself, which is your own spirit, and to bring back your spirit to yourself. Oh, that's the whole process here. Just like We have a gentleman who willing to do some clearings for people if you don't have time. So this is dated here email address. It'd be mr.nimab@gmail.com. And it says, we'll do 3+ windows up for 4 hours of CLS clearings if anybody wants it, $2 for 4 hours. So if you can't do your own clearing, contact this person. It's mr.nimab@gmail.com. Thank you for coming forward, because some people may not have a lot of time to do things. So that's one way that you could have some clearings put up. Pay for the clearing, and then probably have to contact us to make sure that it was paid for. And then from there, for you if you don't have time. So, looks like we're, in fact, time is about over. We got 56 after. Fast show tonight. So, bring in some peace energy. Bring up the light being on your brain. Get some peaceful, sleepful, restful water. Grab a glass of water. Load it for straight up on the hour, and it'll be activated for you. Have to leave now because we have another show that's coming on after this here. So, BBS is at 4 o'clock Pacific. Then I have another program from 6 to 9. Micro Effect, which will be on Monday. Thank you, everybody, and the 8-hour call tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. With all of you, thank you, Kathy. See you later, everyone.